I'm assuming you'd preached somewhat before you went over. How much preaching experience did you have going as you kind of went over there?
Not a lot, actually.
Okay.
I was a graduate of Southern Seminary. I had been an assistant pastor at Capitol Hill Baptist for a couple years before I
Okay.
went to Dubai.
Yeah.
But I showed up in Dubai in 2005 as a relatively inexperienced preacher,
Cool.
and I came in as the senior pastor of a large, thriving congregation, thriving in the sense that Dubai was going gangbusters in 2005.
Yeah.
The city was growing fast. People were excited to be there. And what they were excited about was that they were international.
Yeah.
So international churches don't have a great reputation in the world as being
Right.
the healthiest congregations.
Yeah.
And sadly, it's a well-earned reputation.
But if 85% of the people are foreigners to begin with, you got a better chance of being a decent international church,
Yeah.
I would guess.
Maybe. There are plenty of challenges.
You love preaching where you're at and really get a kick out of it.
Well, it helped to have been exposed to good preaching.
Okay.
So I came to faith at Capitol Hill Baptist when I was 28 years old as a lawyer working on Capitol Hill. And my exposure to pastoral ministry was Mark Dever's preaching.
That's not a bad start.
So what a joy, what a privilege to have that kind of shaping influence.
So you went from there, then down to Southern, and
Right.
then back as an intern,
Yeah.
and then into the ministry.
When I was at Southern, I sat under Tom Schreiner's preaching at Clifton Baptist Church. So by God's grace, I've had these great models around me. And
He's a
I
prince of a
think we
man.
often learn how to preach by listening to good preaching.
Okay.
So that plus lots of repetition.